Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Harvard's president quits.
Her tenure has been one of the shortest.
Hamas leader in Beirut killed in a suspected Israeli airstrike.
Israel has said that it would target and kill the leaders of Hamas wherever they are.
Deadly airport runway collision in Tokyo.
The incident has shaken Japan.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Harvard President Claudine Gay has resigned after coming under fire for last month's comments about anti-Semitism on campus during questioning by New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
So the answer is yes, that calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard Code of Conduct, correct?
Again, it depends on the context.
It does not depend on the context. The answer is yes, and this is why you should resign.
CBS's Nicole Killian.
This message to members of the Harvard community came as Claudine Gay was under intense scrutiny, not only for her congressional testimony last month over the issue of anti-Semitism on college campuses, but also there were a number of plagiarism claims that had come to light.
Senior U.S. officials tell CBS News that Customs and Border Protection will resume commercial and legal travel at official crossings along the U.S.-Mexico border that were partially or fully closed recently due to record levels of migrant crossings. A development in Lebanon after a blast in Beirut kills a Hamas leader, CBS's Ian Lee.
An explosion rocked southern Beirut Tuesday evening, killing seven Hamas militants, including a top commander and founder of the group's military wing, Saleh El-Arouri, a man wanted by the Israelis and Americans. The U.S. government had a nearly $5 million bounty on his head. Since Hamas's brutal attack on October 7th, Israel has been engaged on multiple fronts, from Lebanon to Yemen. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels fire missiles and drones toward Israel and are attacking commercial ships by sea and air.
Former President Trump appeals the main decision barring him from the primary ballot over the January 6th attack. An appeal of the Colorado ballot ban is also expected. A fiery crash as a Japan Airlines passenger plane collides with a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft at Tokyo's Haneda Airport. CBS's Lucy Kraft in Japan.
Scenes of the burning Airbus A350 were captured on stationary cameras and relayed to millions of shocked viewers around the country. Relief that all passengers and crew safely escaped as the aircraft rapidly disintegrated was tempered by sadness over the deaths of five Coast Guard crew.
The death toll is at least 55 in western Japan after yesterday's major earthquake. Now this.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and gift mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
It's not terrorism. That, according to Rochester, New York, Police Chief David Smith, after a deadly New Year's morning crash after a concert at a performing arts center. Chief Smith says gas cans were found in Michael Avery's vehicle and the FBI stepped in to help with the investigation.
The conversations we've had with his family so far leads us to believe that Avery may have been suffering from possible undiagnosed mental health issues.
Two New York residents died early Monday. Avery died last night. A Colorado mother accused of murdering two of her children has appeared in a British courtroom. CBS's Vicki Barker reports from London.
This was an extradition hearing. Kimberly Singler did not have to enter a plea over the murders of two of her young children and the wounding of the third. Instead, she was asked if she consented to being handed over to the American authorities. Her single word answer, no.
Singler had initially told Colorado Springs police it all happened during a burglary gone wrong. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A lucky new year for a lottery player in Michigan who has won the $842 million Powerball jackpot.
The winning ticket was sold at a small grocery store in Grand Blanc, Michigan, about an hour north of Detroit. Store owner Bill Nanoshi will get a $50,000 bonus commission.
Usually you hear stuff like that happening in different states, so it's great. It's great for this community.
No one had won the Powerball jackpot since mid-October, allowing the prize to grow to the 10th largest in U.S. history. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A couple of earthquakes rocked the East Coast this morning. Just before 1 a.m., a 2.3 magnitude tremor struck near Rockville, Maryland, and was reportedly felt as far north as Pennsylvania. Around 6 a.m., a 1.7 magnitude quake shook the area near Astoria, Queens, in New York City, where Maria Grant lives.
I got really scared. I thought it was in the building that something blew up, so I just jumped up, put some clothes on, and put some sneakers on in case I had to get out of the building.
No injuries reported. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
An about-face for a famous mouse, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
Meet Mickey, slasher movie star.
Yoo-hoo, crew!
A day after Disney's original 1928 mouse became public domain, he's featured in the trailer for a horror film. A man in a Mickey mask from his Steamboat Willie days terrorizes college students during a trip to an amusement arcade. The trailer comes with a disclaimer that it is not a Disney production nor endorsed by the studio. Disney still holds a trademark on Mickey as a corporate mascot and brand identifier. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It's official. Bumble CEO Whitney Wolf Herd has stepped down as CEO to become the company's executive chair. Former Slack CEO Liliane Jones is now CEO of the dating app. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.